This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, August 6th, brought to you by the American Coalition for Ethanol. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris has picked Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. Walz, who served on the House Agriculture Committee when he represented Minnesota's heavily rural 1st District in Congress before winning the governorship in 2018, expected to be introduced tonight at an event in Philadelphia. Walz said in a post on X, quote, "I'm all in, Vice President Harris, showing us the politics of what's possible." Walz has been governor of Minnesota since 2019, winning two elections. He was selected to six terms of the House of Representatives and was a social studies teacher before seeking elective office. He is 60, a year older than Harris, and brings a Midwestern balance to the ticket. Calm to Wall Street today after Japan's market soared in the overnight, clawing back much of the losses from its worst day since 1987. The S&P was in the black after it tumbled a bit more than 6% on a raft of concerns, including worries the Fed Reserve had pressed the brakes too hard for too long on the U.S. economy through high interest rates in order to beat inflation. The Nasdaq and the Dow also showed recovery. Stronger than expected profit reports from several U.S. big companies helped to drive the market. Caterpillar up 3.8% after the maker of heavy machinery reported stronger earnings than expected. Steve Nicholson with Rabobank says there was much emotion in the sell-off, providing an opportunity for some investors.
If you're a buyer and you've watched this thing run up and you've been on the sidelines going, well, I'll buy when I set back, you know, here's your opportunity to do exactly that. But I do think, like in commodities, if you're a buyer or seller, you wait for the market to settle someplace and then you make your move. And so I think this is an opportunity for both parties in this sense to take some profits off the table. And at the same time for buyers to see, well, maybe there is an opportunity here someplace.
Nicholson says the market's reaction yesterday lends them to believe multiple rate cuts are still on track for this year.
Rabobank is looking at least two, maybe three cuts yet this year, with the potential that it could be a whole 50 points or half a point move initially.
Nicholson says there are still plenty of embers burning in the U.S. economy.
We just got a great GDP number in the second quarter of this year, but the economy was, I think it was almost 2.5% growth in the second quarter of the year. So, you know, I think we have to remember that there's still growth in the economy. You still have some inflation to deal with, and you still have all those other things that we've been, concerned about. Still in place, and we don't want to lose the momentum to at least put a dent in the inflation side, because if you stimulate the economy too much, and the Fed's in a very precarious position, stimulate too much, and you're going to have uptick of inflation before it's all said and done.
Nicholson also says there are a number of global aspects to trading that he and others are keeping a close eye on.
You know, we're all watching the election and thinking about the geopolitical moves that people are doing around the world. What does that mean for trade, primarily trade? That's the first thing. I think the second thing is obviously watching the size of this crop, obviously seeing the price reaction to that move to this crop, and what does that mean for exports, for the U.S.? I think the other, and related to that all is the fact is La Nina is on its way. We're not there yet. We're still in the neutral zone. But if you do get a full-blown La Nina and you see what's happening and see that come to fruition, then that has a definite negative impact on southern Brazil and Argentina from a weather perspective and therefore a crop size.
Markets paired gains toward the close to 1% or less today. The S&P 500 up 53, the Nasdaq up 166, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 294. Corn and soy were lower, wheat futures higher. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Coalition for Ethanol. The American Coalition for Ethanol is hosting its 37th annual conference in Omaha, August 14th through 16th. This must-attend event features timely updates on ethanol public policy, market development, board of director training, and more. Visit ethanol.org for event details. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.